we must begin by the beginning. So, I must begin this lecture about the subject of art by its beginning. But what is this beginning? I think we have to begin with the hardest question. The question of being. The question of being as being. The being qua being. What is being? What are we saying when we say something is? Something of art is. I begin by a fundamental distinction between three levels of the signification of being. First, when I say something is, I just say that something is a pure multiplicity. Something is, and something is a multiplicity, is the same sentence. So it's the level of being qua being. Being as such is pure multiplicity. And the thinking of a pure multiplicity is finally mathematics. Being as such is pure multiplicity. And the thinking of a pure multiplicity is finally mathematics. The second level is when we are saying something exists. Exists. Question of existence as the distinct question of the question of being as such. When we are saying something exists, we are not speaking of a pure multiplicity. We are speaking of something which is here, which is in the world. So existence is being in a world, being here, or if you want, appearing, really appearing in a concrete situation. That is, something exists. The second level is when we have the second level. Is when we are, and finally, the third level is when we are saying that something happens. When something happens, we are not saying only that it is a multiplicity, a pure multiplicity, and we are not saying only that is something in a world, something which exists here and now. Something happens is something like a gut, in the continuum of the world. Something which is new. Something also which disappears. Which appears, but also which disappears. Because happening is when happening is the same thing as disappearing. Situation, we have finally two terms. First, a world, a situation. And so we can see that in a concrete situation, we have finally two terms. First, a world, a situation. Something where all things exist. And after that, an event. Sometimes an event, which is something which happens for this world, not in this world, but for this world. And I name a subject, a relation between an event and a world. Subject is exactly what happens when, as a consequence of an event in a world, we have a creation, a new process, the event of something. The point is that the relation, the subjective relation between an event and a world cannot be a direct relation because an event disappears on one side and on the other side we have never a relation with the totality of the world. So when I say that a subject is a relation between an event and a world, we have to understand that the indirect relation between something of the event and something of the world. The relation, finally, is between a trace and a body. It's something of the event, but not. The relation, finally, is between a trace and a body. I name trace what subsists in a world when the event disappears. It's something of the event, but not the event as such. It is a trace, a mark, a symptom. and on the other side, the support of the subject, the reality of the subject in the world, I name a new body. So we can say that a subject is always a new relation between a trace and a body. It's the construction in a world of a new body under the jurisdiction, under the commitment of a trace. And the process of the relation between the trace and the body is properly a new subject. Because happening is when happening is the same thing as disappearing. S is sensibility, F is form. So the general formula for an artistic world is sensibility in the disposition of a relation between what is a form and what is not a form. So something like that, very simple. So something like that, very simple. So when we have something like an experimentation of relation of that type between sensibility and form, we have something like a general artistic situation. It's a completely abstract definition, but you can see the nature of the definition. So, if you want, a state of affairs in the artistic world is always a relation between something that our experimentation of chaotic sensibility in general and the distinction, which is a moving distinction, the distinction between form and inform, or something like that. And so we experiment an artistic situation when we experiment something which is in the relation between sensibility, form, and inform. Oh. What is the general formula of an artistic event? We can say that, generally speaking, an artistic event, a real artistic event, is a change in the formula of the work. So, it's a fundamental transformation of that sort of formula. So, it's something like the becoming formal of something which was not. It's the emergency of a new possibility of formalization. Or if you want, it's the acceptation, like a form, of something which was informal. It's the becoming form of something which was not a form.
What is formalism?
And so, it's a new current in the chaotic sensibility. So, it's a new disposition of the immanent relation between chaotic sensibility and formalization.
Affirmative.
And because something which was in negation, like is that, which is
fundamental,
not a form, event, artistic event, an affirmative split.
So we can say that it is
feel like
becoming formal
affirmative
which is not.
It's the emergence of a new possibility of formal
because we have always
relation
becoming
like the becoming
form
of something which was something which was not a form. And so it's
a
new
current
which was not
in the chaotic sense.
And so it's a new disposition of the immanent relation between chaotic sensibility and formalization. And we can have something like that, which is, if you want, event, artistic event, an affirmative split. This time, S is always sensibility, F is form,
and F prime.
F prime?
F prime?
F prime is the new disponibility of the formalization. And so you have something like that. When you have an artistic event, sensibility is organized in a new way because something which was in form, that is a symbol of negation, what is something which was in form or no formalized is accepted as a new form. So we have here the becoming of in form in something which is formalism. And the split is with the new negation of the form, which is the negation of F'. So that is exactly the general form of an artistic event has an affirmative split. Thank you.